following studies. Some Seventh-day Adventists haven't recognized that yet, but one world government is set forth in Daniel 11, Revelation 13, Revelation 17. It's there. It's there. If you haven't studied it to that depth, let's at least touch it. Turn to Revelation 13, 11. Didn't intend to go there, but at least to give you a little bit of foundation if you're not familiar with the truth that there is going to be a one world government according to Bible prophecy. Revelation 13, 11. Seventh-day Adventists understand that very clearly as identifying the beast power in Bible prophecy that follows the power in Bible prophecy that is in the beginning of Revelation 13. Revelation 13 gives us a sequence of two beast powers. The first beast power of the Catholic Church, the second one here in verse 11, the United States. And it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." And this is one of the characteristics of the United States. It goes through a metamorphosis, a change. It begins as a Christian nation. It ends up speaking as Satan. Now, what does it mean when a nation speaks? We've read that quote a few times, talked about it in here. The speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. And there's powers that speak in Bible prophecy, so you need to remember that symbol. When you see a power in Bible prophecy speaking, according to the great controversy, as we've read in this presentation, it's identifying an action of its legislative and judicial branches. Everybody with me on that? Raise your hand if you understand it in general. Okay. Next verse, United States in verse 11 has spake as a dragon. It speaks as a dragon when it passes a Sunday law. That's when it prophetically the United States speaks. We pointed out to you that for the first time in history last year, the United States in May began to speak by passing a resolution against the separation of church and state for the first time in its history. So it's beginning to speak already. But it will fulfill prophecy speaking in Revelation 13, 11 at the Sunday law. We won't take time to show that to you in the spirit of prophecy. But the next verse says, "And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." Now who's the first beast? Catholic Church. Then what has taken place? The deadly wound has been healed. What does it mean that the deadly wound is healed? The Catholic power in the Bible is symbolized two different ways, sometimes as a beast, sometimes as a woman. The Catholic power in the Bible is the one that has two aspects symbolized. A beast in Bible prophecy, according to Daniel 7, is a geopolitical power. A woman in Bible prophecy is a church. The Catholic Church has been both. In 1798, Catholicism received its deadly wound because Napoleon put it in a place where it was no longer a geopolitical power that was ruling the world.